Good morning. Today is veneration of the Holy Cross. How many of you have candles at home? Do you have candles? Sure, we've got candili. Maybe you have a wax candle. Maybe you have a glass candle holder that you pour oil into and have a floating wick on top. Some people use that. That's what I have at my iconostasis. I like that. It burns nice and clean. Now, what do you use to light that candle with? Some kind of match, perhaps. Some of you old-fashioned may have the old click lighters, the little handheld units. Some of you probably don't know what those are. If I gave you one, you wouldn't know what to do with it. I unfortunately do. Some of you probably are familiar with, and I call it a fire stick. I don't know what it really is, the long thing you stick in the bottom of the grill, right? I'm sure there's a name for that, the official product. I don't know what it is, but I use the fire stick. Actually, I use matches. I like wooden matches. I like the smell, the touch, the feel of the wooden match. They light nice. You go in there, you do it. We've got those candles. Do you realize that each one of us is a candle? We are candles. We are candles here for the glory of God. I want you to think about this. Our body is the actual form, whether it's the glass holder or the solidified wax. That's our body. Our soul is the wick. That's the wick. Now the challenge is, how do we get that wick to catch fire, to have a flame of faith, let's say? How do we do that? How do we do that? And we don't have a lighter or a fire stick. All we've got is wood. What wood can we use? Does wood figure prominently anywhere in our church? Do we talk about wood? Is there wood central to the theme of our entire religion, of our entire life? What was the Holy Cross, that which we venerate today, what was it made of? Wood. Wood. It was made of wood. Okay, so we've got the flammable liquid. We've got the grace of the Holy Spirit that God has given us. We've got the wick, our soul, that transmits that. We've got the container to hold it. We've got the cross. But if we put the cross to the wick, does it just by itself catch fire? No. There's one thing missing. One thing missing that's very evident with the click lighter or the match when you drag it across that rough surface. When you create friction with the tip of that match, what happens? You get a spark, don't you? You get a spark. And that spark is what catches the wick on fire. Right now we just finished the third week of Holy Lent. And sometimes it's a bit of a bother, isn't it? I mean, come on. You got to watch what you eat. We took a walk around the neighborhood yesterday, and somebody, some inconsiderate soul, had the nerve to have a cookout. And President Ted and I are walking through this lovely fragrance of, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, and I don't even know what they, you know, and music. There's a pool back there. And I thought, hey, it was nice last night. I thought, oh, that would be something. You know, let's just slip in there. They don't know who I am, right? You know, I just slip in there and... You know, who knows what they have going on? But we can't do that right now. We choose voluntarily not to do that, to deny ourselves. That created a little bit of friction in my heart, right? Like that match, dragging across that, whatever that rough surface is. That spark, that burden, that bother, that sacrifice, well, that's the dirty word, right? That sacrifice that we offer when we give up the cheeseburgers and the milkshakes and whatever it is we give up during Lent, that sacrifice is the spark that lights our faith. That's why the Holy Fathers in their wisdom, Holy Lent, this is a time for renewing our faith, for denying ourselves, for sparking that faith up, for stoking the flame of the fire of our faith. And we do that by sacrifice. By giving up. You're sacrificing right now. Okay, yes, we're going to go to a very nice coffee hour, and that's a blessing. But you've given of your time this Sunday morning. It would have been much easier to stay at home and lay in bed. You all work very hard, I imagine, and it would be nice to just crash and have a nice leisurely morning for a change. You probably don't get that very often. I understand. So does God. That's a sacrifice. A sacrifice of your time. We talk about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer is a sacrifice of time and attention. You're giving your attention to God rather than whatever hobby or interest, however worthwhile they may be. We're giving it to God. And when we do that, it's just like we've created a spark. And we are fueling the fire, the flame of our faith. It is a good thing. So don't think it's ever without profit when you forego having something during Lent or a fasting period, or when you're ever at church and you maybe really just don't even feel you're getting anything out of it, and you wonder that Orthodox was mistranslated. It doesn't mean right teaching or right worship. It means long worship, right? That's a sacrifice. And if you give into it, then you will be able to walk out of here no matter how many memorials we have, no matter how many processions we have, no how, doesn't matter what language we use, you will walk out of here an inch or two off the ground because your faith will carry you. Think about these things. Think about these things. Pray about them. We're halfway through Holy Lent. We're almost there. Maintain. You can do it with the grace of God. In the name of Jesus Christ.